Following the visit of the Malachim to Avram Avinu, they make their way to Sodom to save Lot before its eventual destruction. Upon arriving in Sodom, Lot sees them and invites them into his home. And the Malachim initially decline, but Lot persists. Vayiftzar b'ma'od. He urged them very strongly, and eventually they come into his house. And the Medrash embraces Rabbah comments, Vayiftzar b'ma'od, that there was an element of af vitzara, that with fury, with distress, like anger, and indicating that Lot caused these malachim, or he caused the angels, some kind of anger and angst, almost forcing them into his home. What does this mean? In the word vayivtzar, it seems that there was this fight almost between Lot and the malachim. There are many explanations to understand what this medrash means. It's Yosef, which is a comment on the medrash, explains that Lot almost staged an argument. We know that you cannot do chesed in Sodom. It's one of the reasons they get destroyed. They're not a hospitable people. They don't do achmas asorchem. Stay away from me. You do you. I do me. We're not going to talk or help each other out. The signs put up that we don't invite anybody. We don't do any chesed. So Lot stages an argument to make it look like he was fighting with them so that it wouldn't be chesed. Others explain, like Zera Avram, that there was this, the fury was really brought upon the people of Sodom, not the angels, not the malachim. By inviting the three guests, the three malachim, into his home, it led the people to yell and to scream to prove they were unworthy of being saved, and therefore will be brought upon them this fury, this angst, and this destruction. And there are other suggestions that are given as well. But a beautiful idea of the Maharzu, which is a commentary in the 19th century on the Medrash, explains that this was actually an argument, a disagreement between Lot and between the Malachim. Meaning, Lot invites them in, and they say no, they decline, and Lot persists even more. The Medrash is criticizing Lot for almost pressuring the Malachim to come to his home. They had their reasons for refusing, as it turns out. It did not work out well for Lot that the Malachim came in, the townspeople came, and maybe that is what brought about their destruction. Lot might have thought he was being gracious and compassionate, but really, in truth, vayivtzar b'ma'od, he caused them fury, he caused them distress, and he may be brought upon this destruction that the townspeople now come and start yelling and screaming. What we learn from this medrash is such a crucial element in our bein adam l'chavero. Here we are, we're all working, and there's such beauty of what's happening, of Avas Yisrael, and Bin Adam Lechavero. Bin Adam Lechavero, Chesed, Hachnas Hasorachim, Gimilas Chasadim, it is done as an art. It is not simply done, I'm going to do things for you, whether you like it or not. Lot says, you're coming in my house, I'm going to force you to come in, I'm going to host you, and you're going to like it. That's how Lot presents this Gimilas Chasadim. We know that there, for example, when it comes to Bikur Cholim, there are certain times you're not supposed to visit, certain ailments. A person might feel embarrassed if you walked into the room, into the hospital. We have to do chesed with an understanding that it's about the other person, not about us. Sometimes we offer a chesed, let me know, I can help, here's what I'll do, and we get declined. Maybe they don't want the help. Maybe for right now they want to do it on their own. For whatever the reason may be, we can't feel insulted or rejected. We're here to help the other person. If right now they don't want that help, that's also chesed. Giving you your space, understanding that there's another perspective. That's bin adam, the chaver of the hafta, the reyacha, kamocha. All of these, the Rambam says, all the chesed we do is under the hafta, the reyacha, kamocha. So while Lot thought this might have been great, this might have been what you wanted, in the end, he pushed them to accept this. He pushed upon them this vayivtzar, Bam ma'od. Sometimes it's okay. No, it's also an answer. Sometimes they don't might want the help. And in doing that and respecting people and offering, but also realizing that everybody goes at their own pace, does what they need when they feel it's appropriate. That's also a chesed. That's also an element of a hafta, the reyacha kamocha.